Holiday, so I'm sure you know, it's called All Saints Day. It's also a special day in the church because we're celebrating all that young people do here in the church, and that again is a very good reason to celebrate. We read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2, we read this: those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, how about that? What if you're feeling saintly this morning? That's what we are. We've given our lives to the Lord Jesus. As Christians, we are those who have received the kingdom of God into our hearts, into our lives, into our very beings. So today we're going to look at receiving the kingdom of God. The message is that whatever age we are, we can all receive the gospel. We could all be kingdom people. God does not separate us by age. Hallelujah. So the message today is simply this: the kingdom is there for us to receive. It's for us to make the choice whether we're going to follow Jesus or we're not. Mark 10:13 says this: people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And Jesus took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This morning at the next service, we're celebrating a very special occasion. As many of you have been involved, you've been praying for a baby called Zara. Do you remember? Given a few days and weeks to live, not so long ago. We're praying for today. She's born a year ago. And we're going to bless her and pray for her, for God to bless her here in the church. Over the past year, we've been regularly praying for God to heal her and to bless her. So we need to really give God thanks. Here we are a year on, and she's going to be here this morning. I think that's exciting. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Well, that's a shaker for a lot of folk. The kingdom of God belongs to those who are like little children. And there's more. If you don't receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you'll never enter it. How about that? What is it about young people and faith? They have what I call a good, simple faith. It's usually uncomplicated. They accept the gospel, they believe in Jesus, they believe in God. They don't try to complicate matters by taking in what goes on around them in the world. They have a simple, firm faith in God. Hallelujah, and they're kingdom people. And I think it's so sad when we hear folks saying, I've heard it in many, many churches up and down this country, "We don't want children in the church services. They move about, they make a noise. We don't want them." Sad, isn't it? My message today is this: be encouraged. Be excited. Later this morning in the next service, we have at least 15 youngsters taking an active part in the service. And in the 5 o'clock service, over 20 of them are taking part. They'll be welcoming folk. They'll be leading the worship. They'll be playing instruments. They'll be reading the Word of God. They'll be praying for folk. And, would you believe it, doing refreshments. They're totally involved. It's wonderful. It thrills me. I hope it warms your hearts. At least 35 young people here in this church prepared to stand up and be counted, to read scripture publicly and to pray. And you all should take some of the blessing for that too, because unless they're encouraged by those of us who are older, they're not going to do those sort of things. They're not going to come to faith. They're not going to come to church. So be encouraged this morning. Be excited. This is part of the fruit of the things we pray for week by week. Matthew 18, 1 says this: at that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus calls us, you and me, to a childlike humility, to humble ourselves. There's no place for pride. Matthew 18:10, again the words of Jesus: "See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that the angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." It's a thought, isn't it, when we're dealing with young people? I think it is. God has his eye on them.
What do you think God's saying to us here now? I think he's telling us just how precious life is, how precious young people are. They're God's creation, so of course they're precious to him. You've just heard it from the scriptures. Matthew 18:6 says this. It's Jesus saying, "Whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it'd be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Wow. That underlines just how precious children are to God and how precious they should be to you and to me. I've heard it said in many churches that young people shouldn't be given any authority in church, too young. So this morning, I'm going to look around the Old and the New Testament, see what God's take is on all of this, how he sees and calls young people. I know Jesus was and is the Son of God, but even so, it's interesting to see at the tender age of 12 that he's teaching elders and others in the temple in Jerusalem. 12 years old. Amazing. That point in his life, he hadn't even started to work as a carpenter. What about David? He was just 17 years old when he took on Goliath. David, an obedient son, a brave soldier, above all, a young man who fully trusted God. I'm sure you remember that he was so surprised when he'd turned up that their army was doing nothing. They'd just sit standing there trembling in front of Goliath. Threats being made against God. David didn't need an army. He trusted God. And you know what happened. The victory was won in the name of Jesus. David was just 17 years old. Consider Joseph, also 17-year-old, because of his good attitude as a slave, having been sold by his older brothers, remember, dumped in a cave. After a while, he was promoted in Egypt. He was given stewardship over everything in the country. Not the bits of it. He was given stewardship over everything in the country, except Potiphar's wife. I'm sure you remember that she tried to seduce him, but he stood firm, and for that was thrown into prison. This story is a good example, I think, that just because we do what is right, don't expect people to thank us or to praise us for doing it. However, in the end, he was honoured by God. He was justified in the sight of men for taking a stand to do what was right. It's neither easy nor pleasurable for him, but he did it. He stood firm. At 17 years old, God called him. Then there's Naaman's maid, a young girl from Israel enslaved and serving a Syrian general. She was frightened, but she was eager and concerned that people should know about God and God's prophet Elisha, a brave girl in a foreign country who totally believed in God. And you know the end of that story as well. Daniel, taken from home as a teenager, a Jewish captive educated at the king's court, interpreted visions, was given promotion, executive authority, and look how God used him. I'm sure you remember the other three. You remember them together with the name of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were about, I'm not sure exactly what age they were, but somewhere between 10 and 20 years old when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But we do know that they were just 8 years old when they first stood up for God and acknowledged their faith in him. 8 years old. He made a statement. Fantastic. Amazing. What a witness. Just 8 years old. In the New Testament, we see a young lad. We don't have his name. Clutching his lunchbox. Do you remember he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Now the boy could have refused to give up his lunch. He could have just run away. He could have said, "Well, my mum's given me these, you're not having them." But he didn't. He didn't. He trusted what was going on there for God. And you know the result, 5,000 people were fed. Jesus used who was available and what was there and did fantastic things. Boy Samuel, again a very young man whom God called, he learned quickly how to recognize God's voice. He grew up to be a powerful and influential man. Amazingly, he listened and obeyed God, even though he lived in what was then an extremely decadent culture. But he still stood up for God. He was a prophet to the Israelites. Mary, the mother of Jesus, very young maiden. Look at the guts and determination she showed as a young person throughout the whole of her life when she said yes to God. One of the great prophets, Jeremiah. Again, he was only 17 years old. What is about 17? But he was only 70 years old when God called him. He was a priest as well as a prophet. And look what he had to go through. But he didn't turn away from God. He stood firm. Do you get this same message come from all these characters? They stand firm in their faith in God. And look what God does. And that should be a real encouragement to us as we stand firm. Esther, again a very young maiden, she displayed much courage, telling the kin about a plot against his life. She saves him and intercedes for a people, and a whole people was saved. The truth is that regardless of your age, you can place your life in the hands of God and allow him to work through you. And that is the question, actually. Will we allow him to work through us? The point is this: God can and will use any one of us, whatever our age or our sex. If you're a young person here today, expect God to speak to you, to call you. If you think that God's finished with you because of your age, the news, he hasn't. Gospel is not age-related. If you're feeling your age, hear this: God hasn't finished with you yet. God does not finish with us, whatever age we are. Praise the Lord. But the gospel will not spread if you and I don't share it. God has a plan for every one of his creation. Jesus died for everyone, not just a few. He died for everyone. Nowhere in the Bible does God call us to be silent witnesses. Quite the reverse, he's saying, each one of you, you are my witnesses. A few I know of you may end up being evangelists or are evangelists. Some of you will be theirs who share the gospel over the garden fence or sharing with others a sporting event over a cup of tea or coffee in a cafe, or whether in a train or a bus or in a queue. God doesn't mind where we are. He can use us wherever we are and whatever we're doing. He works in amazing ways. Let me tell you a story about a barber just this last week. My hair was getting extremely long. People telling me so, so I knew it was true. So I went to Joy, the hairdresser's just across the road there. She was shut. I thought, oh boy. Oh, never mind. I go down the road. So I went past All Days and there was nobody in there. First hairdresser, I went in there. She said, what have you been doing? I said, I've been working this morning. Where have you been? I said, the Baptist church. Oh. He said, I see they're on the back page of the visit every week, the football club. I said, yeah, they're good. They're going on well. He said, what about these Catholics and these Anglicans? And what's going on here? What's the difference? So I started to explain to him that we were all Christians facing the same direction. And he said, what's all this born-again business? For half an hour, I had his complete attention talking about Jesus and what it meant to be a Christian. That's amazing, isn't it? That wasn't planned. God just draws people across our path at different times to share our faith. He's a young man. Age is not a problem for God, young or old, whether male or female. Your education is not a problem for God. Your personality is not a problem for God. Your status in the community is not a problem for God. He will use you. Don't limit him. There are endless things that God wants to take us and use us with each and every day, if we'll be willing. And that comes the crunch. Are we willing to be used by God? God calls us to share the gospel, to share his love, to share his peace, and to share his joy. And the world is so starved of those three things, isn't it? You don't see much love in the world today. You don't see much peace. You certainly don't see much joy, at least not where I'm standing. God's ministry to children and to us is vital. We need to encompass the whole of God's kingdom, not little bits of it. God uses people of all ages. He's doing a great work. Will you allow him to work in your life? You know, 5, 17, or as old as me, whatever age you are, God has a plan for you. Listen to this again, John 14:12. These are the words of Jesus again. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. God has not left us weaponless, if that's the right sense for it. He will give you all that you need, all the power, the strength, the vision, the encouragement that you need. God wants to take you and use you. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do the works that I do. Do you believe it? Do you believe that you can do greater works than Jesus did? I found it amazing. I said, for the same as Jesus did, but his word says we'll do greater things. So let's be encouraged this morning. Let's continue to praise and worship the Lord, not just today, but every day. God calls us to be seven-day Christians, not Sunday Christians. Let's encourage young folk. Let's encourage one another. We need that spirit of encouragement in all the church, a whole church. We need to encourage one another. Jesus calls us to be one body, one faith, one Lord. Praise his name. Amen.